I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tomas dumped a deluge over Haiti. Worldwide Christian Schools' Steve Gurink says already poor conditions in the schools will just get worse. Many of the schools are meeting under tents and tarps and makeshift conditions, so the storms could majorly disrupt classroom activity. Even so, the ministry still has plans to spread the gospel by rebuilding Christ-centered schools.
We're looking at 5 to 7 years of involvement in Haiti rebuilding schools. So there's so much opportunity for people to get involved.
Our website has the details. Next, God has used a potential tragedy for his glory. When 33 Chilean miners were trapped under the earth for 69 days, one of them, Jose Enriquez, requested Luis Palau audio Bible messages. Enriquez, who became known as the pastor, eventually led 22 of the men to Christ. When Palau went to Chile for a week-long outreach campaign, he asked Enriquez to speak. After hearing his story, thousands more came to Christ. Pray for these new believers. And the Mission Society has changed their mission statement too.
The Mission Society exists to mobilize and deploy the body of Christ globally to join Jesus in his mission, especially among the least reached people.
Why the change? President and CEO Dick McLean says,
at the end of the day, what we were hoping for and praying for was a statement that not only would help us express to others what it is that we're about, but more importantly, define for ourselves what we're about. So we feel like the mission statement that was adopted not only defines our heart, but really directs our future.
As a result, their future will be focused on the least reached people groups. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.